You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 81, Questioning Progress here. All right, lots going on here in the month of May. It's actually June 3rd that I'm recording this. A little behind, but not as bad as I used to be. So I'm still getting ready for June and the start of summer. Summer coming up. Yes, summer. Memorial Day passed this last Monday. I always look forward to a holiday and time off. So, yeah. Anyway, it was fun. So, but now let's start the news. Alabama's political mess. Oh, where shall we start? Chief Justice Roy Moore. That sounds familiar, right? That guy? Okay. The firebrand religious nut who back in, I think it was 2003, if I remember right, who spent a lot of time and energy back then and taxpayer money in his efforts to keep a Ten Commandments monument on state property, like a courthouse or something. Anyway, well, he's still fighting. This time he's fighting the federal government with his resistance on performing or allowing any of his state justices to support or perform same-sex marriages. Huh? You know, that's federal law now, dude. I don't think he realizes that. He's on pretty shaky ground going against the feds on this Supreme Court ruling last year. So, yeah, I could go on about this whack job here. But it's more than just one person mess here. Governor Robert Bentley was impeached over his sexual scandal involving a top political aide. So the investigation is still ongoing, but his guilt is very much evident in public discourse. If he's convicted, he will do prison time. It's, hiding a sexual relationship. And, you know, I'm sure he was against gay marriage or, you know, all these freaks are anyway. So he might do prison time for doing what he did. Former Governor Don Siegelman, he's actually a Democrat. The other two, Roy Moore and this Bentley dude, are Republicans. He was actually convicted on federal influence peddling charges. I'm not sure what federal or what influence peddling is exactly, but my easy, quick guess on this is that it's political bribes for political favors. Yeah, I mean, I could probably look it up, but I'm not going to. So, all these loose cannons are focusing more on their political wares instead of the state concerns. Yeah, state Alabama's pretty poor. They have a lot of poor people that need help. There's public health issues going on, both mental and physical. Low high school graduation numbers. Huh, yeah. Well, I'm not focused on that. I'm focusing on banging my political aide or trying to keep the gays from being legally married, you know. No. Let's not even focus on, you know, the actual people who voted to put us in office. And whoever votes for these people, I mean, I know some, you know, chief justice and judges and things like that, but governors, really? You put these dumbasses in office. Yeah. So I feel bad for you, kind of, but not really. So anyway, so all this to force, you know, they're just forcing religious beliefs down everyone's throats, hide sexual exploits from the public. Anyway, yeah, so fun times for these guys, but worse times for the Alabama's citizens. So maybe start kicking these guys out of office and putting them, you know, prison or wherever, somewhere. So anyway, so Alabama's political mess is still a mess. TSA struggles with longer lines at security checkpoints. So the ongoing mess of TSA, and now it's escalated due to the summer season, which, you know, brings out a lot of travelers going places. You know, people, you know, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, people travel a lot. They want their vacations. They're going on places and they fly. So TSA didn't think to hire more people. They're down hundreds of employees. They spend most of their time checking for liquids over 3.4 ounces and scissors that are longer than 4 inches. Yes. Yeah, seriously, you should read some of these TSA things, the restrictions and what they are. Meanwhile, in a study released last year, more than 95% of the phony bombs that were sent through security were completely undetected and made it through without issue. Huh. Firearms and weapons and bomb-like material made it through 67 out of 70 attempts. Oh my gosh. So recently, the lead security chief at the TSA was fired. Yeah. Congress, who are in their own world of can't get shit done, is speaking out about the horrible conditions people have to be put through. So my last trip a month ago through the airport, when we came back from Cancun, Mexican security was a breeze compared to U.S. security. I mean, you know, like a quick little comparison here. So I accidentally left my phone in my pocket, and I went through the metal detector, and it beeped, and the guy's like, oh, what's that? I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, sorry, I forgot to put my phone. So he's like, oh, just go back, put it back to my thing, went through, was just fine. So a couple of years ago, I flew somewhere, accidentally left a paper receipt in my pocket, and security berated me, literally, almost to the point of yelling. Like, what's wrong with you? You know this is a security threat. I'm like, I'm sorry. I thought I took all my papers out. I left one receipt in my pocket that I forgot about. You know, don't get me started on my how much I don't like security. I mean, okay, you know, if they did their job and things were, you know, better and they were more efficient, I don't think people like myself would complain about this. So anyway. So airports, if you don't already know this, airports do have the option to not use TSA. They can use another security firm, which there are quite a few airports in the nation that do. I think there's like 20-something airports, maybe a few more. But they still must follow archaic, you know, 10-plus-year or almost 10-year-old rules. The liquid banning is my biggest complaint here. I blogged about it. I've talked with people about it. People know that's my biggest thing. So these nitpicky focus things continue to make lines long for mostly innocent travelers just wanting to make their flight. Speaking of, missed flights are now common. They're in the hundreds and thousands. So 7,000 people missed their flights on American Airlines in March for various reasons. I'm sure some of that people were just generally late and probably planned poorly. But, you know, when security lines are 3 hours long now, yeah, you know, changes have to be made, and now, not in 6 months, not in 2 years, now. Just you know, and it sucks because now anyone that travels anywhere, now we're going to plan an extra 2 hours on top of the hour we already get there to get through security. If you're traveling this summer, or you can get on TSA pre. I just got an email from American Airlines inviting me to do that, so I'm probably going to do that. It pre-approves you. They go through background check and other kind of stuff, and so you don't have to take your shoes off, don't have to empty your pockets or anything like that. Just, you know, go on through security, you know. Leave your laptop in your bag. Go. Done. Piece of cake. So I think, you know, of course, the more people that join that, you know, it's going to make those lines even longer, but that's a quicker process. So anyway, you know, I'm going to continue to monitor this TSA issues and all the delays and everything like that and the lack of staffing. I hope it gets better, but I'm not holding my breath here. Yellowstone bison calf was euthanized after visitors tried to rescue it in their SUV. This is not an Onion story. This was real news. Back a few weeks ago, almost a month ago in May, there were visitors to Yellowstone National Park that saw a bison calf and felt that it was cold. Oh, it looks so cold. These dumbasses decided to help this calf by putting it into the back of their SUV. The show notes, I have a picture of it, so it could get warm. Well, anyone that knows even a small amount of the animals in the wild need to be left alone, you know? Large numbers, small numbers, a single animal in the wildlife, leave it alone. Don't go near it. Don't touch it. Don't think it's cold or anything like that, you know? Don't interact with them. Never think you're trying to help these animals. There are professionals like park rangers and other people that can help these animals if they really, truly are in need. They're trained to manage these animals. So when these helper visitors decided they needed to take the calf, I guess we should take it out of our SUV, they said, you know? So the park rangers, when, you know, made attempts to reunite the calf with the rest of its herd and its, you know, its mother. And no, they didn't want the calf back because it had direct contact with these helping humans. Oh, my God. Oh, God. People. So, and here's the sad part. In the end, the calf was euthanized. It was killed. Because, you know, the herd rejected it and it was wandering around. It was, you know, now it had contact with humans. It's like, oh, hey, wait, can you help me? Can you help me? You know, it's like, you know, what's it supposed to think? You know, these dumbasses brought it into their SUV and decided to, you know, it just irritates me to no end. I'm an animal lover. And I told my wife this story and she was at the point of crying. It was like, oh my gosh. Why would people do this? What a bunch of idiots. Anyway, so these visitors were cited and fined for touching the wildlife, you know, taking the little bison calf. And the bison calf, you know, stood up in the picture, like I said on the show notes, shows it standing up in the back of the SUV. So it was, you know, decent sized. And I'm not sure how they tried to get them in there, but, you know, how many people, you know, two or three of them, come on, let's lift this thing in here. It's like, leave it alone. So there are rules, people. You visit a national park, don't carve your name in centuries-old stones and architecture. Don't pick up the bison calf and put it in your SUV and think you're helping it stay warm. No, leave things alone. You look, take your pictures. You know, you can take pictures of the animals. That's why there's zoom lenses. That's why there's cameras that take really good pictures from far away. Now, bring your cameras. It's no one's saying you can't enjoy things. Just leave things alone. God. All right, this week's rant. I've had rants about this subject for a long time, religious freedom, religious liberty, how it's being redefined by all the religious people. So, you know, I'm not going to go on and on here. I've done it many times before. It's another rant. You know, me covering the topic of, you know, what is religious freedom? What is religious liberty? And how its definition is being hijacked by those who discriminate against others? And that's pretty much the sole purpose, you know? Here's the quick rundown here. Religious freedom is the government cannot stop you from believing in a religion. They cannot stop you from attending the church of your choice. They cannot stop you from practicing your religious beliefs. Okay? Religious liberty. Religious liberty is exercising your religious beliefs you have a love for humanity, you pray to Jesus, if you feel like you want to practice your religion in the public, you can. Okay? What is not religious freedom and religious liberty? Taking one or two isolated scriptures, such as, you know, the ones in Leviticus that talk about, you know, that are supposedly interpreted as meaning gay or not gay or don't do gay things or whatever, and using that to force everyone, those of you that practice your religion, and everyone else that lives in your state or country or city, and pretty much just treating, you know, segregating people. You know, it's ridiculous and it needs to stop. You know, this hijacking of these terms, you know, that isn't how it works. You know, a lot of people sometimes misinterpret, you know, what the First Amendment means or what the Fifth Amendment means or whatever, you know. No, it's all, you know, the government cannot stop you from practicing your religion, and you're able to publicly, you know, practice your religion. That does not include, you know, taking trans people and forcing them out of bathrooms. Does not include, you know, banning gay marriage. You know, it's ridiculous. So that's my quick rant again. I will probably do this again at some point in another episode, because the ongoing bullshit of people trying to shove religious freedom and religious liberty down everyone's throats, those of religion and those like myself that are not religious, you know, we're at their mercy. It's like, no. Not going to happen. This week's shameless plug. I love working downtown. So since February of 2015, I've been working downtown, Salt Lake City, and I love it. So the last time I worked downtown was back in 2000 and 2001 for about 18 months. I loved it then. You know, I'd, back then I took public transportation. We had tracks. The light rail system here in Salt Lake City was brand new, just barely a month or two old when I started working back in 2000. And the company I worked for paid for my tracks pass, so I got to ride the bus and tracks for free. I drove to work twice in 18 months. That's how much I loved public transportation. I would like to take it now. I drive to work. I have, you know, so, but I have, you know, there's a data center that I need to drive to in case there's issues or things like that. So I like walking to lunch. I like taking walks to go get coffee. You know, parking, like I said, I drive to work. So parking isn't all that easy or cheap. I pay $52 a month. It's an open parking lot. No assigned slot, so it's random, first come, first serve each day, you know, first spot, whatever. And, you know, it's the later I get, the fuller the parking lot is. So, you know, I have to walk longer. I get my steps in. But there's plenty of free parking. You know, some people find, like, on residential streets that are, you know, two or three blocks away. My daughter lives downtown. She lives, you know, just a few blocks from where I work. It's nice to hang out with her after we both get off work. Sometimes we'll go to the store. Sometimes we'll go to grab some dinner or a concert, whatever. And, you know, there's a lot going on downtown pretty much every night. So it's nice. Yes, there's a good number of bars within a five-block radius that I can bar hop to on a regular basis. Of note, there's a bar literally that I can leave my desk, walk down the stairs, go out to the street and make a left, and I can be at this bar in like 2 minutes. Almost, really, I mean, when I say 2 minutes, I mean 2 minutes. It's kind of fun. So it makes for a good conversation at the bars. So like I mentioned, public transportation in the form of tracks, light rail is nice. As parts of it are free to ride, cutting back on some of the walking I do. So I hope whatever job I have, whether it's this one or a future job, keeps me downtown. It's a great perk that I really do enjoy. Come on, people, get it together. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.